We continue our readings from the prophecy of the New Covenant. On the third day of the vigil, two eagles come from their nest high in the craggy height overlooking the south sanctuary, were seen to perch on a tall white wooden cross situated atop one of the slopes above the consolatory. And again, the voice of the divine presence spoke to the man's spirit concerning the liturgy of the Second Advent Church. And the man recorded these words in the sacred teachings of light. On the second day of February, in the 20th year of God's appearance, as heralded by the resurrected child Christ, manifesting in the newborn sun, encircled in a rainbow and marked with the cross of enlightenment, the man stood in company with the companions of the way under a cloudy sky awaiting the sun. Again, the two eagles were seen to perch on the same cross, and the sun did rise, brilliant and beautiful to behold. On this fourth day of the vigil, the man was impressed by the divine word of God, and he wrote down the prophecies of things to take place on earth before the final advent of God, who would make his full appearance in the heavens following the judgment in the end times of the earth. And the man vowed to instruct the faithful in all these prophecies by word of mouth, and not to write them down in a book for general circulation and distribution. For the prophecies went beyond the written word and could only be understood by those living the way under the oaths and vows of the Gemilian order. He pledged to reveal those prophecies and revelations concerning future times and events that would transpire after his own lifetime to his immediate successor, and oblige him to transmit these prophecies and revelations orally, exactly as given to his successor. On the fifth day, dark clouds blotted out the sky. But when the congregation had assembled on the mounts of the sanctuary, a fresh breeze miraculously arose, blowing away the clouds from one end of the horizon to the other. The sun rose, warming and cheering the gathering, and the man, impressed by the radiant light, discerned that the sun had turned more golden since New Epiphany, casting benevolent rays on the sanctuary as a protective blanket. And he heard the voice of the word, and it told him that if the human races were to reflect to the sun of the earth while living the way under God's spiritual sun, the sun would turn more golden every day, blessing the world with benevolent light. If the races would but turn to God in trust, they would recognize the benefits. Humanity had within its own power the capability of altering the earth for the good with God's assistance and suppressing the influence of darkness and evil, which, being part of the natural order, were not as powerful as supernatural forces. The community was to teach this to the human races, instructing them in the means of assisting God to transform the world. The communities of the nations of the world that would be visited by the overseers of the community would realize the benefits of the altered sun that reacted to the liturgy of the church. And he did record the means to be applied within the church to make the sun golden and benevolent. On the sixth day of the vigil, clouds hung over the sanctuary at first light, but the sky cleared at the rising of the sun. And on the fourth day of February, which saw the community gathered on the hills of the sanctuary, the voice spoke to the spirit of the man on the matter of the Antichrist. And he wrote down in the book he carried all those prophecies pertaining to the church on how the Antichrist was to be recognized and how the church, in unison with God's spiritual image and word, and by using the material sun, was to counteract and oppose the powers of darkness and all those in league with it. We will now have the blessings.